Coach, how about starting us off with your opening thoughts about the game, and then we'll open it up for any questions.
Okay. First half, we struggled at both ends of the floor. I thought they did a nice job of isolating us in the post. We were switching that elbow-to-elbow ball screen and isolating our guards down low. And, you know, I don't even know how many layups they hit for the night. And offensively, defensively, they did a nice job of just pushing us out. You know, Roy didn't give us any passing lanes. We were out about a step further than what we were comfortable of doing, which forced us into quicker dribble drives than what we were accustomed to. So, you know, get down 10 at half, but these guys never quit. You know, guys make plays that have made plays all year, and we just got enough defensive stops.
Questions, anyone?
Sean, you're such a big part of that second half comeback. Then you got to sit there and watch as it all plays out there.
Personally, I wasn't really upset. I knew when we came back, we cut to five at the end of the third, and then I'm not sure when I got my fifth foul, but I knew that we keep fighting, and we got to overtime. Brian hit that three to tie it up or go up one, and I know Welch missed some free throws, but he kept rebounding, sticking with it, so I knew when we kept fighting that we had a bigger chance to win.
And how about you, Brian? At that point, did you know maybe, and I know you're a distributor, but you have to take over a little bit more offensively to look for your shot?
Yeah, I thought I had to be a little more aggressive. Sean's so assertive offensively, and we like to get him the ball, especially in the third quarter. He kind of took over and carried us for a little bit. So I definitely had to step up a little bit, and I'm glad he was there in the third quarter. Helped me out.
Coach, separate from switching the screens and the elbow there, they were doing a great job, especially in the first half, of walking you up the lane and improving their angles and entering into the post. Did you make any specific adjustment at halftime to stop that, or did you guys just do a better job of what you started out to do in the first place?
A combination of both. Starting the second half, we weren't going to switch that. We're just going to go under it so we could stay big on big. But then later in the third into the fourth, we started switching it again simply because I wanted to become more aggressive. That's whenever we started pressing a little bit, and we wanted to switch that. And I think number 42, we were fronting him so far out on the floor that the lob went, there's no way our weak side help could get there. So getting him in foul trouble was a big key for our win tonight.
Coach, you really stuck to your game plan when it was going down the stretch and chipping away at it. It just seemed like possession after possession, there was no desperation or anything. And that's pretty much how the season's gone when you've had adversity.
It did, you know, and I know Sean and Bryant carried us tonight like they have all year, but it's little plays. It's Tyler Burchin coming in getting a steal with 8 seconds to go. Unfortunately, then he throws it over and back, but it's all those little plays. And Birch puts full court pressure on number 22, which I thought was key there in the second half too. Kind of just get them out of rhythm because, you know, once they had the lead, they got comfortable running their offense. But those are the things that we've done all year, too. There in the third, we made a push where I know Rigney knocked down a three. Rig gets an and one there late in the game as well. So, you know, our role players stepped up and did their job again tonight.
This was the toughest game you guys have had in the tournament. I mean, what made Concordia tough tonight? I mean, they're very good, very talented, but what do you think kind of made it tough for you guys?
I think early on, defensively, they're very physical with us. They denied the basketball. And I know, like, Bryant took a couple dribble drives early, which that's not our offense. We're going to get three or four ball reversals and then try to break them down. And I thought they did a pretty good job of taking Sean out early in the game. You know, he didn't get a lot of scoring opportunities until that third quarter. So I think just their physical presence, you know, we haven't faced that amount of length in a team. And physically, they beat us up inside.
Brian, you stepped into that three there late. I mean, was that kind of the idea you had? Just going to step into that if it leaves you a little bit of room?
Yeah. If he backed off of me, I knew coming down that we needed a three, and I was confident enough in my jump shot that I would step into that and knock it down. And he backed up a couple steps, and so I pulled it, and it felt good coming out of my hand. It was pretty ecstatic when it went in. So.
You guys bring a lot of people back for next year. I mean, Coach, did you guys worry at all about you know, maybe not having enough sense of urgency with this, such a team that could have another chance at a run this year? How did you guys think you guys approached this week?
You know, I don't ever think we've approached it that way. You know, last year what we did going undefeated in the regular season and getting bounced out in the regional, these kids all year have taken it game by game. And they set an ultimate goal at the beginning of the season to win a state championship. And I know a lot of people around didn't think we could do that, but they stayed with it every day in practice. And I thought a big key for us this year was our loss to Batesville. We were getting a little bit sloppy in our play, getting away with some things. And after that loss, we just kind of got going on a roll, and especially once we got into the tournament here.
Coach, as a team, it's great to win, but what does it mean for Greensburg, a small town in Indiana, winning a state championship? What does that mean for the town? Your attendance was great tonight. I mean, the town was literally here. Maybe even the county. what do you say about that?
It's awesome. It's our first state championship. I know there's a lot of Pirate faithful that's been waiting for this moment for a long, long, long time. And I played at Greensburg. You still see the same fans that are coming, but the support that we've had through this tournament run, and really all year, we would go on road games and we'd have a bigger crowd than a lot of time the home teams did. So it's huge to our community. And it's really amazing what a group of 16, 17, 18-year-old kids can do to a community, how they can become a rallying point. So proud of these guys, and our community has deserved this.
Thank you. Coach, you got a taste of the state finals in 2003. What does it mean for you personally as a coach to be able to get over that opportunity?
You know, it's nice. In 2003, we were runner-up, and it was kind of hard to swallow a little bit. And as a coach, you never know if you're ever going to get back. And I've been fortunate enough to coach a great group of kids to get back here. So, and again, it's not so much as a coach, it's what it does for your kids and your community.
What kind of experience did you have from that first trip that you're able to kind of pass to the kids or advice?
You know, I think just the busy week. You know, if you're not used to that, you're getting drug up here to Indianapolis 3 or 4 times during the week, and you've got to focus in on what you need to get done in practice. So just going through that once, I think, helped. It just didn't hit us by surprise or overwhelm us by any means.
Brian, you didn't score in the first half last week against Mount Vernon. Same, you know, started out slow in the first half today. You know, what's your mindset? Because, you know, you had a great third quarter against Mount Vernon last weekend, and then today, you know, the shots started falling in the second half. What's your mindset going into halftime and all the things started out slow? I mean, you just pick up the pace, man. It seems like it's a match.
You know, I'm just going to play with confidence. Yeah, and I mean, I know my teammates can score the basketball, so I think going into the start of the game, I kind of want to get them going. I want to let them see the ball go to the basket, because that's they're going, then it's easy for me. I can relax a little bit and then just let the game come to me, and that's the biggest key for me going into halftime, is I know it's coming crunch time, and that's just the times like where me and Sean and Wellage really like to take over a little bit and take it upon ourselves and get a win, and our teammates allow us to do that.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I'll ask one more. Tyler, you don't mean, you know, you're not in the starting lineup, you know, but you do come off the bench and play an important role. For you personally, you've now won sectionals this year so far in soccer, football, and basketball, the chance to do baseball, and you've also won baseball titles. Obviously, how is this going to compare to the other?
Well, obviously, in this sport, I don't have as big of a role as I do in the other sports, but it still feels like I'm part of this team. I still love all my teammates, and I trust all my teammates in each sport, even though I am just a little role. But people that know me have watched me, I'm going to go all out in whatever I do. But this sport, I just had to understand my role, because obviously I'm not going to go out there and score 22 tonight. I know I have to give Bryant the ball, Sean the ball, set screens. He says that a lot to me. Set screens, set good screens. So I like to use my athleticism on defense. He always tells me back off. I don't like that. So pretty much I understand my role. I understand I'm not going to be the best basketball player, but I'll be smart most of the time other than when I throw it backcourt to Bryant. But it's still a great feeling. I've never been here. I've been close, never been here, and it's awesome.
Any other questions?
gentlemen, thanks for your time. Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.